From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Well, it has finally happened. Day two of 2008, and already oil has hit a record $100 a barrel. Joining us now to talk about that is Marketplace's Sam Eaton. And Sam, oil prices had actually drifted down a bit late last month. Why this latest surge?
Madeline, it's a combination of things. We've got China and India's breakneck economic growth putting increasing pressure on global oil supplies, and rising geopolitical tensions in oil-producing nations like Nigeria and the Middle East are making investors increasingly nervous. On Tuesday, bands of armed men invaded Nigeria's main oil port. Nigeria is, of course, Africa's largest oil producer and has already seen its oil output decline 20% in the past few years because of militant attacks. Throw in the news that OPEC may not be able to meet its share of global oil demand by 2024. And you're pretty much guaranteed a bump in the price of oil as speculative buyers drive the market trying to profit from that bump.
So is this significant then? Are prices likely to stay this high?
Well, $100 a barrel oil has pretty much been seen as inevitable for some time now, Madeline. Since 2003, the price of oil has tripled. But it also hit $50 a barrel at the beginning of 2007. So we're really looking at an increasingly volatile and unpredictable market. Few analysts are saying we're going to go back to $50 a barrel oil, but few are also saying it will rise above $100 for any length of time, at least in 2008. We talked to oil analyst Addison Armstrong with Tradition Energy. He says the wild card right now is really the U.S. economy.
In the short run, I think the outlook for prices is higher, but not for very long, because I think that at some point in the first quarter, the U.S. economy is going to slow in a very dramatic way, and that will be a bad portent for oil demand, and as a result, I believe prices will be trending down throughout the year.
Now, Armstrong expects the year's average to hover around $75 a barrel, but that's not until the second quarter, which doesn't begin until March.
Okay, so until March, what does this mean for what we pay at the pump?
Well, you have to remember, Madeline, gas prices tend to lag the price of crude oil, as the nationwide average right now is just above $3 a gallon. Some analysts are predicting $4 gas by spring if these high oil prices hold, especially if the economy doesn't tank, which would, of course, reduce demand. But to put a little perspective on these prices, we have seen them before. The 1980 oil shock sent prices to the equivalent of $102 a barrel in today's money. So it looks like we've got a couple more bucks to go to truly get into record territory.
All right. Thank you, Sam. That's Sam Eaton of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.